We're just listening to the Christmas motet Beata Mater by the Italian composer Alessandro Scarlatti. He lived from 1660 until 1725. In our performance, you heard members of the vocal ensemble Festina Lente, once again music of Alessandro Scarlatti. Well, it has been a tradition on my last show before Christmas to air one of the Sevillas from Spain, as conducted by the early music guru, Jordi Savai, and today, of course, is no exception. Although 1,000 years have passed since the time when we find the first traces of this music, which took shape at the very beginnings of our civilization, we must go much further back to around the end of the 6th century before Christ to find the first references to the Sibyls, those semi-divine beings who were able to foresee future events and who possessed prophetic powers bestowed upon them by Apollo. It is not then very surprising that the early Christians retained the myth of the Sibyl, restoring it as an oracle for the second coming of Christ and for the last judgment and the end of the world. There remains, though, the question of the liturgical period in which the presentation of this chant should be situated. Traditionally linked to feasts of Christmas, it was in some places, notably in Barcelona, also performed during Holy Week, particularly on the night of Good Friday. Well, we are going to listen now to the anonymous Sibylla Catalana, which is from 15th century Spain. Montserrat Figuera sings the Song of Sibyl and is joined by members of La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savai. Music from 15th century Spain.
Joe, John, me.
You were just listening to some anonymous music from 15th century Spain. That was Sevilla Catalani, and it was performed by vocalist Montserrat Figueras, along with members of La Capella Real, La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. Music from 15th century Spain. But we are going to conclude the hour now with a major work by Austrian composer Father Armando Ivancic, who lived from 1727 until only 1758, and although unknown today, was one of the most creative and popular 18th century musicians from the monastery. This is confirmed by numerous resources, mainly manuscripts of his works. We are going to listen now to the Missa Pastoralis in C major by Father Armando Ivancic, as performed by the early music ensemble La Tempesta, along with soprano Aneta Kapla, mezzo-soprano Joanna Motulevich, tenor Alexander Kunach, and bass baritone Artur Janda. The conductor is Jakub Bujinski, and this is from the set of recordings of manuscripts from the Jasna Góra Shrine in Częstochowa. We listen now to the Missa Pastoralis in C major by Father Armando Ivancic.
Yeah. Yeah.